Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. I'm Guy Bauer. This is The Good Life. You know, again, if you're listening to us on FM, thank you very much. We get my next guest on. Colleen Kernan is the proprietor of TuscanWomenCook.com. Imagine taking a group of friends and going to Tuscany, but having the opportunity to be with local women giving you cooking classes. You get on a first-name basis with a gelato maker next door. You learn all those different techniques, and you get to eat the food. It's in probably one of the prettiest parts of Tuscany. Montefalconico it's in the heart of a couple of my favorite Italian wine regions. This would be probably the perfect vacation spot. You got to go to TuscanWomenCook.com to learn more about the basics. And then schedule a trip. Go visit. The gal that put it together, Colleen Kernan, welcome back to The Good Life.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, when Trina Kay sent me the latest opportunity to talk about Cantucci, if you don't like biscotti, we can't be friends. And this recipe is easier than most biscotti recipes because I think you made it more conducive to the American cooking public. Before we talk about those cookies, talk a little bit about the school and why people should be going to Tuscany to learn to cook from the grandmas.
Well, where else would you go? Right. So Tuscan Women Cook is telling you that our nones teach our classes. And there's a movie about the none now. And so we've been around for 25 years. We've been doing, we're the original immersion program. And the grandmas, the none, teach our classes. So, and men come too. So a lot of people say, oh, we have always lots of couples and friends and men friends and women friends. So it's always a mix of people. So it's a great solo trip, because we take care of everything for you. So we get a lot of solo travelers, which is great. And so just a wonderful immersion. We cook in the mornings. We eat what we make, paired with wines of the region, local wines, and also very fine wines of our region, which are the Sangiovese. And so we have a really great way, the Brunellos in our region as well. Mm-hmm. So it's a really great pairing experience. We go in the afternoons. We tour around various villages. We go to Montepulciano, we go to Pienza. On Wednesday, we go to Siena all day with a private guide. And so it's a very full week. We hear all the time, it's very full. We do a lot of things. There's a lot of, like I said, immersion into our particular small region. It's a wonderful trip.
How did you get started doing this? I mean, a lot of people I know dream about doing something like this, but nobody has taken the incredible effort that you have taken to put this together. And then, how many air miles do you have going back and forth?
I have a lot.
I bet.
True. You know, I haven't figured a way how to really, you know, I need to call that Miles guy or whoever she is or he is, but I haven't really capitalized on that as much as I should. But this company was started 25 years ago by a gentleman, and sadly he was ill, and he fell ill and was terminal, and he did an RFP, and he and I hit it off greatly, and he was from Dallas, and we had I was in commercial real estate in my other life and was a negotiator, and so he and I had a good time negotiating this transition. That's how that happened. And we're just, the Tuscan Women Cook is, our group is so well loved in the area. We bring a lot of people to it, and we're very women. I've always had women-owned businesses, and it's a mission of mine. So the none are our utmost of importance to us. And so we host, when they teach our classes, let's say they can't work in a restaurant anymore, nor can they cook every day for their families. You know, the energy is just not there. But they can work one day a week for us, one morning, make a little pocket change or a lot, and, you know, buy a computer for their grandson, or, you know, just have a little sense of independence. And that means a lot to us. We host luncheon for the none, and I cry when I think about it. Oh. Because they all show up in their finer, you know, they're just dressed to the teeth, and it's just very, very heartwarming. And
Colleen, it's a win-win. I mean, for attendees, having the ability to cook and learn from tradition, from experience, and from the real grandma, you know? And
with the real recipes, huh? These are the recipes that they're giving to us so generously from their grandma.
Yeah.
These are generations of recipes.
I just think it's a wonderful thing. And it's, folks, again, TuscanWomenCook.com, you got to go. Colleen, let's talk about this cookie recipe. You know, yes, do we like pies for Thanksgiving? Yes. But this would be good at the holiday table for Thanksgiving, or even better, for Christmas and for Christmas gifts. And the recipe is for four dozen, so double this recipe, and you got gifts for a lot of close friends. Cantucci. Yeah.
Cantucci. So I want to, this is a secret that a lot of people don't know. So we say biscotti when you see the shape of the cookie, kind of the crescent, at Starbucks or wherever, you know, or wherever you are, and you see this biscotti. But biscotti just means cookie in Italian. So this cantucci is this type of a cookie. So at, you know, it's a party trick, you want to impress your friends, tell them, no, this is, they say, oh, I love biscotti. No, this is not biscotti. This is cantucci. So that is the differential there. So that's a fun thing to do. What you're right about this for the holiday is, for all holidays, is that there's a couple things you can do. One is, well, first off, they keep a long time. And so it's not something like a meringue or something that's going to get stale pretty quickly. It doesn't. And sometimes even, you know, the harder they are, the better it is, because it's a dipping. You know, they were meant to be dipped in a Vinsanto, you know, that's how it comes in restaurants often, and or which is a sweet wine, or your coffee. So it holds really well for the holidays. So traveling, making it in advance. And then also, we do an almond. We're very traditional, and I would never suggest to Otto or Antonello or Simonetta to change up their cantucci recipe, never. But for us, for the holidays, I've done it, and you could, like you said, you could put them in little bags, but you can, say, dip half in the chocolate or drizzle it with some peppermint, so, you know, little cutesy things. But also you could do pistachio and cranberry instead of just the traditional almond that we use. But there are a lot of ways to make it. It's very, very simple, and it's a very easy dough. There's nothing. I am not a baker, I can tell you that. But I can make this. So if I can do it, anyone can do it.
Well,
very simple, easy.
You know, we have friends, very good friends, that make biscotti for gift issues for the holidays. And this idea that you can pack these up and ship them to a soldier overseas, ship them to your mom, ship them to friends all over the country, and when you get them, they're just as good as they were an hour after they came out of the oven. And I think that's one of the benefits. And then I love what you said. First off, I love almonds, and this has toasted almonds. And any kind of nut you use, my opinion, for baking, you should toast them first. Let them cool. Let them be all crisp. It makes, if you're making mixed nuts for holiday appetizer, put them on a cookie sheet, single level, foil if you want, if you'd like. Put them in a 300, 350 oven, 325. Let them cook for 10, 15 minutes. Take them out, let them cool, and it makes a difference. And I imagine in cantucci, it's really, it's what adds all this beautiful flavor to what is a crisp, fun cookie to eat plain. And then the dipping in chocolate. And chocolate dip cantucci, chocolate dip biscotti is one of those things that, we've had pistachios and put ice cream on top of them, but this, the chocolate dip thing. If it's okay if I put the recipe on my website?
Of course, of course. You know, and on our website, we have a whole section dedicated to recipes. So right now, during this holiday season, as a matter of fact, I'm going off piste a little bit here, but I'm making a fig mascarpone appetizer with a drizzle of honey on it, and that's on the website too, but it's so easy.
And here I am. I just went there, and there it is. I'm not going to put it on my go to TuscanWomenCook.com and look at recipes. You'll find a lot. If you want to go right to it, just type in cantucci, cantucci, after a slash at TuscanWomenCook.com. And it's printable, it's easy to use, and oh my goodness. If you're looking for a gift idea, this is the answer. If you want to make a baked gift for family and friends. I hope someday, Colleen, you and I get face-to-face, and I hope it's somewhere, but in particular, I'd be thrilled if it's in Italy.
Yes, it'd be wonderful. You'd love it. It's gorgeous. We just got back from our fall season, autumn season, and it was just stunning, you know, that when the leaves turn and, you know, and the weather really has, I don't know if you know anybody that went to Italy this fall, it was just absolutely stunning. The whole season, just wonderful.
Well, perfect. Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thanks for being a part of the show today.
Thank you. Always happy to be here. I hope to see you soon in Tuscany.
Yay. And now, I hope my wife figured out that I'm only on FM today. Instead of sports, it's on AM. But I'm bringing home the recipe, and it's such a simple recipe. I may make it without her. I may surprise her. She's going to be gone for a while when I get home.
That would be the best gift of all.
There you go.
Wonderful.
Well, have a great weekend, what's left of it. And again, Thanksgiving holidays, best to you and yours, and see you in Italy.
Thank you. Grazie mille. Ciao.
Prego.